Welcome to another program of Vantage Point with George and Rita Kelly.
The tale of the Bounty tells of betrayal, murder, lust, drunkenness, suicide, fear, and redemption.
It was 1787, and Captain William Bligh, commander of the good ship Bounty, was commissioned by the English authorities to collect breadfruit trees in the South Pacific. The expedition left Spithead, England, eventually arriving at Tahiti.
The crew numbered 46 in all, and by the time they arrived in Tahiti, to say they were tired is to put it mildly. They were due for a layover and rest. Now, for a while at least, they'd enjoy life in a tropical paradise. But soon, Bligh grew restless and left Tahiti to continue the search for breadfruit.
They sailed for 3 long weeks. During this time, Fletcher Christian, one of the crew, fomented rebellion and took over the Bounty. He set Bligh and some of his crew adrift, and in this little craft, Bligh sailed right across the Pacific.
Bligh's great seamanship of 6,500 kilometres right across the Pacific back to England led to 2 great promotions. First, he became one of the governors of New South Wales, and later, for his monumental journey across the Pacific, he was promoted to the rank of Vice Admiral in the British Navy.
Fletcher Christian, 9 mutineers with him, and 12 willing Tahitian women sailed off and ultimately arrived at the little known and uninhabited Pitcairn Island. They scuttled the ship, but not before taking from it anything of interest, including a Holy Bible.
What should have been an idyllic existence ultimately became a hellhole. Sometimes the men were drunk for months. Some of them went mad. One committed suicide by jumping off a cliff. Murder and mayhem became the norm. Eventually, only 2 were left, Edward Young and John Adams. They began reading the Bible. Not long after, Young died, but John Adams just went on reading.
Those readings changed lives. Adam and the women became committed Christians. That's what God's word does. If we believe it and act upon what it says, people become new creatures as they trust Jesus Christ for their eternal salvation. Outwardly, we may look the same, but inside we are born again. We have a new spirit. God's Holy Spirit can change us for eternity.
Eighteen years went by. Eventually, an American ship arrived at Pitcairn. Adams came forward and offered to surrender. The captain said that it was no concern of his, and that the women and children needed him there. And here is testimony that when we give our lives to Christ and read his word, great changes do take place.
On Pitcairn Island, the word of God had changed rebels, and it still does. The Bible is changing lives all around the world today, and it can change you. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are heavy and laden with sin, and I will give you rest, a rest for your souls."
On the cross, Jesus gave his life for sinners like you and me, so that we can know him and have the forgiveness of sin and peace with God. Trust him today as your Lord and Saviour, and he will give you rest, a rest to your soul.
The greatest decision you'll ever make is to come to Christ by faith today. Please don't put it off.
By faith, you can invite the Lord Jesus Christ into your life, and he will change you.
We hope you enjoyed the program today. If you would like to write to us, simply address your letter to George Galley, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. That address again, George Galley, Box 101, Moorbank 2170.